Good morning. Welcome to the Way of Wisdom. I'm Regina Sanders, your host, and I am so honored that you have decided to be with me today. Today's scripture comes from Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was myriads of myriads, thousands and of thousands. As the New York Times recently concluded, we live in the age of big data. This reflects the growing capacity of speed of computers and the growing importance of the Internet. Data is now exploding, more than doubling every 2 years. In his recent book on big data, Christopher Serdak explains that the world's yearly data traffic will reach 1.3 zettabytes by the year 2016. If a zettabyte of data was burned onto data CDs, the resulting stack of CDs would be 4.1 million kilometers high. Today, computers talk to each other, exchanging information. This, theoretically, can make life easier and better, but also raises serious concerns about privacy. More about our lives can be known and possibly misused. When overwhelmed with these statistics, believers should remember that we serve a God who is much bigger than any computer or data. We see His bigness in Revelation, where we see a picture of the vastness of heaven and a great celebration. How many were there? Myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands. As far as John's eye could see, there were living creatures and angels. This provides important perspectives for our lives. First, when we praise God, we are adding our voice to this myriad of myriads. We also need to realize that all of these people went through the struggles of life, every one of them. They clearly realize that God is greater than any person, organization, or computer. He alone is worthy of praise. This vastness reminds us that God already knows everything about our lives. Even better, He loves us, and we can trust Him. Today, praise and worship God the Father, and give Him thanks. Praise and worship Jesus, for He is worthy. Join the vast throngs of heaven right now. Please pray this prayer with me now. Father, I praise and worship You. Thank You that You know everything about my life. Help me to be pleasing in Your sight. I trust You. In Jesus' name, amen. Friend, I am so honored that you were with me today. I pray that you'll come back, be with us again next week right here in the Way of Wisdom with Regina Sanders, a division of Partakers WOW Ministries. And let us know how you're doing. Write into us. Let us know what's going on in your life. We love to hear from you. We love your feedback. Get in touch with Brother Dave and let him know, and he'll pass it along. I pray that you have a blessed week and that this message has brought life into you. Remember, in John 10:10, Jesus tells us, "The thief comes but to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I, Jesus, came that you may have life, and life more abundantly." May you have an abundantly blessed life this week. Thank you, and God bless you.